curious when it happens.
Felicity frowned.
That seems oddly specific to limit Legion's effectiveness.
Yeah, we figured the same, Felix said. It came out the first year we moved here, and it's remained. Someone has been playing this game against us for a while.
Grovemaster,
Betty said, walking up to him.
We're ready, but I have a suspicion of what will happen once we go in.
Oh? Anything you care to share?
The scent will go everywhere. Even from out here, it seems the whole thing is muddled,
Betty said, watching him intently.
Confusing and back and forth, old and new magical scents alike.
In other words, it's more likely that many people who are involved are in there. That this has been going on for a long time, Felix summarized.
Yes, that is my thought. By going inside, we confirm beyond any doubt that we're aware of the building,
Betty said.
If we do not go in, we leave them with doubts about whether we know.
Felix looked away from the dryad and found himself staring at Felicity's high-heeled feet. It was a tough choice.
He internally agreed with Betty. It was likely the scent would just run rampant throughout the entire building. From one conference room and committee to another, back and forth, floor to floor. Because these business members could be on multiple committees and boards, they weren't limited to just one. On the other hand, he wanted to push. He wanted to make them fear that he knew. To force them to make mistakes and then chase those mistakes down. I hate being a paper boat. Hate it. But in this case, it might be best.
Let's go home, Felix said, giving up the chase for the moment. And Lily, I have some requests for you.
Oh?
Lily said, smiling to show him her bright white teeth.
Anything fun?
Ha, no. I need to find out how much control we have over a few things, Felix said. Energy, waste, city maintenance, water, internet, phone lines, anything and everything that's a utility or could be leveraged as one. Fire hydrant placement, building inspectors, anything. Everything.
You're going to pencil whip them to death,
Lily said, still grinning at him. Damn right I am. I'm a manager at best. Middle management. I'm best at my worst, when I'm making another person's life hell. So, let's do that. Give me everything we have control over. For now, let's just go home, Felix said.
Chapter 7. Panning for Gold. After opening the door to the warehouse on Legion Prime, Felix paused. Looking from one end of the large open area to the other, he saw no end to the items that were spread out. Everything was laid out on tarps. Each item had a small piece of paper tagged to it, and each was grouped with similar items. It wasn't the first time he'd done this type of exercise, but it was certainly the largest so far. Taking several steps inside, he looked at the closest tarp and the items laid out on it. A sundry of office equipment. It looked like a second-hand store from a supply store's cast-offs.
The dryads led the teams to various buildings and storage facilities,
Kit said, stepping up next to him.
It's by far the largest haul of information, items, and just data we've been able to find. It's honestly just what we needed. We've been working in the dark for a bit.
Felix nodded in agreement. They'd been doing well for themselves, all things considered, but it was no small statement to admit they were struggling.
They're not exactly the type of people I'd spend time with, Kit said, but they're unbelievably useful so far, and generally very kind and friendly to those in the Legion.
I sense a butt coming on, Felix said, getting down on his knees in front of the first tarp.
Kit sighed from behind him. The slow crunching of her shoes on the pavement came closer. Picking up what looked like a pencil, Felix focused on it. He wanted to know a very simple piece of information. If he wanted to purchase this pencil from its owner, who would that be? Focusing on the small window that popped up, Felix got his answer. The pencil is owned by one Peter Miller, Felix said into his wrist device. A soft chime indicated the name had been recorded.
It's not so much a but as it is an I suppose.
Kit got down next to him, her skirt sliding up from her knees as she did. Felix began to slowly sort through all the items on the tarp, checking each for its owner and recording the names that came up. He also wasn't about to interrupt Kit in her thoughts. She couldn't read his thoughts unless he allowed her to,
which meant she actually had to sit down and think about what she wanted to convey to him, without knowing how he'd react. It had taken her quite a while to get used to the idea, but she hadn't asked to scan his thoughts in 2 years.
"I'm not happy," Kit said finally.
"Hmm. That's not exactly surprising," Felix said.
Picking up a coaster, he gave it a once-over and then checked the name.
"Daniel Seville," Felix said into his wrist device. The soft chime came once again.
"It isn't?"
Kit asked, her face turned toward him.
"Not really. Legion has and always will be a corporation for the benefit of itself. You're an actual hero. Probably one of the only ones in all of Legion," Felix said, setting the coaster down. "You look at what's going on in the world and see things you want to fix. To Legion, it's more a question of how do we get through it and come out on top."
Kit was nodding at his words. "And if I had to guess, you're slowly running out of ways to validate your hero status. I mean, let's call it what it is. Wall is slowly falling apart. Nonprofit organizations are vanishing. Neutral parties are gone. The arts have been stripped out of education. There's even been talk about a mandatory service period in the military."
Picking up part of a coffee mug, Felix checked the name, then set it into the pile of confirmed items.
I don't, Kit muttered.
"Well, it makes sense to me, at least," Felix said. "That being said, not sure what I can do to help you. We've talked about this before. If you really wanted, I could release you from Legion. With so much pull and wall, it's never really been a question of the legality of freeing you. Then you can go off on your merry way."
"But I don't want to leave," Kit said.
"Then you have a few problems to solve and some decisions to make. Stick it out and figure out a way to make it work for yourself, or ask to be released and rough it alone. Legion isn't going to change its direction. Too many people counting on us and what we represent to do otherwise. You already head up every single possible charitable outreach program we have. There isn't much left Legion can do as a company that wouldn't hurt us in one way or another."
"Has anyone else asked to be released?" Kit asked.
"Hmm? Oh, Lily did, then immediately signed herself back over to me personally. If I had to guess, the fact that she'd been forced into it bothered her," Felix said with a shrug. "Though the contract she wrote up was more like a marriage agreement than anything. Andrea and Adriana did the same thing afterward."
"Oh, I didn't realize."
"Well, anyways, you figure it out. I'll support you however I can, as I've always done and will do. But this conversation isn't exactly surprising to me. Was there something I could do for you immediately?"
"Not for me, at least," Kit said, then slowly stood up. "Though I did want to warn you. Felicity isn't going to stop chasing you. You'll have to firmly shut her down if you want her pursuit to end. And from what I picked out of her thoughts, she's already convinced Adriana and Andrea to open you up to other women. Leave it to HR to abuse the fact that they can see into the minds of Legionnaires, ring or not.
Pretty sure I've already made it fairly clear my hands are full. I don't think I'd even have the stamina for more," Felix said. "Besides, Lily will never agree."
Standing up as he finished with all the smaller items, he brushed his hands off against each other. Then he moved over to an office chair to check it.
"Apparently Felicity has already changed your bodyguard assignments to include several dryads. And they,
Kit's voice trailed off.
Finding that the chair belonged to a name he'd already recorded, Felix moved to a desk. Looking up, he saw Kit was blushing darkly.
"Spit it out. We're both adults after all," Felix said.
"Betty has assigned dryads who are virgins to your bodyguard detail with the hope that you'll eventually take them to bed. Apparently they'll rotate new girls in every year or so. Or that was the plan I got from her mind. Even if you don't pick one, they're there to feed your libido and keep you up. Felicity is trying to eliminate any excuses you might have, apparently."
Felix's eyebrows went up as he checked the desk. "Maybe I do have to shut her down hard."
"And before you ask, Miu agreed, as did Victoria. Felicity convinced them simply by saying she believes she can convince you to agree. And she's also working on Lily and has even managed to talk her into considering it instead of just yelling no."
"What the actual fuck?"
Felix was starting to get annoyed. Quickly, too.
"I wouldn't be too angry. From what I've been able to pick up, Felicity is genuinely infatuated with you.
It's not as dark or frightening as Miu's version of love, but it's definitely not in line with Lily's or the Elex girls either.
Distantly, Felix heard a door open.
Ah, that's your next appointment, I believe. Thank you for the time. I'll consider your words,
Kit said, scurrying away to the nearby door.
Now, just wait a minute.
The door slammed shut, cutting off his words.
Damn it. Does no one listen to me?
Felix asked. Growling, he moved away from the tarp. He shook his head, working to control his anger. It wouldn't do him any good right now, but he didn't want to let go of it either. He just needed to wait for a chance to talk to Lily. She was due to speak to him soon, either the next meeting or the one after that. Reaching into his pocket, he pulled out a green sticky notepad and flicked one of the notes onto the edge of the tarp. Done. He turned around and moved to the next tarp. It was full of weapons and bits of what looked like blood-stained armor. The click of heels behind him told him it was only one of a few people. The vast majority of people around him wore combat boots or flats. Picking up a very blood-stained Glock, Felix thumbed the magazine release. He'd found previously that magazines and rounds could often have different owners than the weapons themselves. Unfortunately, there were no modifications or accessories otherwise to check.
Hello, darling,
said a soft voice. Fingers carded lightly through his hair.
Hello yourself, love,
Felix said, looking over his shoulder at Lily with a grin. I was just thinking about you.
Was it a fun thought? Or a boring one?
Lily said, her lips curling up at the corners of her mouth.
Originally, they were fun. Very fun. But they turned boring, I'm afraid.
Kit told me Felicity is playing games behind my back, Felix said, a trace of heat in his voice. Lily snorted, crossing her arms in front of her and leaning to one side, drawing his eyes to her torso and waist. He'd realized long ago that Lily had a propensity to make herself eye-catching to him, both in the way she dressed and posed around him.
Of course she did. She's still mad at me for telling her Kit didn't belong in Legion,
Lily muttered.
I won't deny that Felicity is playing her own game, though so far it's entirely to your benefit and hasn't caused any harm.
Even with you? Felix asked.
He ignored the remark about Kit being in Legion. Lily wasn't wrong, and her relationship with Kit was her own. Checking the rounds one by one, he found he'd been right. There were several different names in this one weapon. One for the gun, one for the magazine, and one for the rounds. Dropping everything to one side and starting a pile, Felix glanced to Lily. She had an odd look on her face. Clearly realizing she hadn't answered, she shifted her weight to the other foot and smiled at him.
Truthfully? No. No harm. Though she has forced me to question my own thoughts. Her and Beringer seem keen on getting me to agree to you having more women in your life, which I'm keenly against, obviously, Lily said. Or at least I was. Now I find myself questioning it.
Care to share any of those thoughts? Felix asked.
No, not particularly. Someday, maybe. Anyways, I came here to talk about all those orders you put out. I have the Laurens running it all down.
Felix couldn't argue that. The first Lauren, Lauren Aston, had once been a problem for him, working against him, right up until she'd gotten fired, for which he'd hired her. The second Lauren he'd picked up in a war zone. Tylan, to be exact. She, Steve, and Julia had come out on the other side as more than common. Lily had scooped her up within a week and turned her into a lawyer. Steve and Julia were part of his security forces, currently deployed to Vince's mission, along with Eva, whom Felix was doing his best not to think about.
Anything interesting so far? Felix asked.
What about your orders? Nothing out of the ordinary. Finding a lot of shell companies, listings, holdings, boards, people. Lots and lots to work with and push through. We're going over all their contracts with a fine-toothed comb, and we've already started canceling a number of them. Most of them are losing utilities faster than they can complain about them. There is a very unfortunate reality here, though,
Lily said.
It would seem almost every bank in Wall is against us. I've already taken the liberty of removing all our assets, converting it to gold in your name, and then dumping it in the vault.
Dropping the rifle he'd been working over into the checked pile, Felix sighed.
I figured it'd be something like that.
Felix looked up to the ceiling above him.
Suddenly it felt like those long-ago plans for having to deal with Wall he'd had everyone go through were coming back.
All right. Just make sure we have enough cash on hand to pay everyone outside of Legion for the next year. Move all Legionnaires to the Legion standard and start minting accordingly, Felix said, looking to Lily.
She gave him a tight smile, one that seemed more annoyed than anything.
I must confess I'll need help for that, Lily said. I've already asked them to be here. I showed up a few minutes early, just to get a moment alone with you.
You did? Was it? The nearby door opened and Felicity stepped through, computer pad resting against her forearm and in place of her ledger. Her eyes immediately moved to him. Smiling brightly, Felicity closed the door and walked straight to him. She paused only briefly to bob her head towards Lily. She was dressed immaculately again today. Almost identical to Lily, though she was showing a bit more of her leg and cleavage than the lawyer.
Felicity, thank you for coming,
Lily said.
Felix was just asking us to go ahead with the Legion standard. Ah, wonderful. I already have everything ready to go. When Andrew transferred everything over to me, I spent some time going over all the projects and picked out the ones I felt would be most likely to happen,
Felicity said, flipping the leather lid off her computer pad and tapping at the screen.
I made several purchases for bronze and silver through Legion accounts. I also had several different dies cast for the coins. The bronze coin has a picture of the Legion iconography on it. The silver is Legion HQ back in Skipper City and is read as In Memoriam. For the gold coin, it's, of course, a signed profile of you.
Felicity tapped something else on her screen and gave Felix a wide grin.
Done. I've transferred all pay to be done in Legion standard, notified all employees, and activated the press. Everyone should receive their notification shortly.
Felix stared at Felicity. Andrea had been good at her job. Very good. But now he was finding that the young elf woman before him took it to a whole new level. What about all the currency Legionnaires had in the Legion bank? Felix asked, curious.
In the notification I sent out, I advised everyone to please transfer the currencies into Legion standard as soon as possible. They have the next 90 days to do so at a rate that is in their favor with no exchange fee. After that, it'll be normal rates with a small fee, Felicity said. On top of that, I've made contact with a credit union willing to exchange currency for gold at a favorable exchange rate with us, and they aren't part of the problem we've been digging through.
Felix glanced at Lily, who had the same annoyed smile on her face. Okay, even she can't naysay Felicity, apparently, which means she's not just doing her job, but doing it phenomenally. Great, Felix said. Since you're here, Felicity, direct me. What do I have on my calendar that I need to be aware of? I think I'll be stuck here for a while.
Ah, would you like it in order of time, suggested priority or impact?
Felicity asked. Huh.
Suggested priority then, and we'll go from there, Felicity said, looking down at her pad. I've set up interviews you'll need to complete for me. They're going to be new recruits for your personal bodyguards. I'd like you to give me confirmation on at least 10 and maybe a status on 20. That'll form the core of that addition, Felicity said. After that, Mew and I would like you to commit to a reorganization of the interior security detail and the bodyguard unit as a whole. Victoria and Mew would like to change things up.
Oh, that does make sense. Felix turned to face Felicity directly, interested now.
Andrea and Adriana have organized a permanent residence change for you, them, and Lily to Legion Prime, Felicity continued. I've contacted Felicia and organized the manpower, budget, and timetables accordingly. She estimates it'll be done in about 2 weeks.
You got Felicia to agree to a project? Felix asked.
Of course,
Felicity said, looking at him as if he were an idiot.
All I had to do was manage what she wanted in return, which was a small home for her and her wife to be made in conjunction in the same area. I've set aside a large piece of land for you, your closest advisors, and lieutenants to live on Legion Prime. You're in a circle and sanctum, as it were. Beyond that, Millie and Fess have requested a formal audience with you when you have time. Everything else I've handled on your behalf. Only pending item is that the ANAT is actively searching for any name you're recording as you record it. They should have results for most of the names by the time you finish your task,
Felicity said, then flipped the leather lid closed on her computer pad. Felix glanced at Felicity's ear and saw an earpiece wedged into it. She's actively tied into the ANAT, and the girls are acting on her orders. How in the world did she move in and take over everything so quickly?
Oh, there is one more thing, Felicity said. Erica and Jessica have asked to have dinner with you separately. I intimated that they'd be willing to go together to dinner with you, so I accepted on your behalf. I've already made the appropriate arrangements. You'll be dining with both of them in the near future. Unsure on when yet, though it'll be in Old Legion City. I've prepared them with a list of topics you'll likely discuss with them and what projects coincide with them that they may need to initiate on your behalf.
Lily began laughing suddenly, pressing a hand to her temple.
Goodness, I think you've met your match, my love, she said. I think she just out-corporated you and has you more organized than you've ever been.
Felix snorted and turned back to the weapons he had been going through. Lily wasn't wrong, though. Felicity had neatly emptied his task list, fixed his calendar, and organized everything for him.
I would prefer to call it keeping him on track. My only job is to make sure he's best utilized. I could never do what he does, Felicity said.
Uh-huh.
Come on, lover girl. You can stare at him later,
Lily said, walking over to Felicity.
I want to talk to you about your magic, if you don't mind. Of course, Lily.
The two women left Felix alone with his work, sorting through the junk and identifying things.
Afternoon, Felix.
Closing his eyes tightly, Felix didn't want to open them.
I won't go away just because you can't see me,
said his benefactor.
Or at least pretend I'm not here. I mean, come on. I get 3 years old.
Chapter 8. Opening Moves. Felix grunted and opened his eyes. It wasn't as if he'd actually thought closing them would make the man go away, but he had secretly hoped for it. Looking to the voice, Felix found exactly what he'd expected. Or whom, that was. It was his benefactor, standing off to one side, playing with what looked like a coin. A very dirty and worn coin.
Aye, are we done playing hide-and-seek now? If you want, you can go first, said the man.
Accepting that he was there, Felix bent down and picked up a combat knife. Pulling the sheath off it, Felix looked from the sheath to the knife, ignoring the man.
I figured I'd drop by since our conversation was interrupted last time, said his benefactor.
Uh-huh. You didn't talk to me, wouldn't talk to me, for 5 years. Now you show up when I ask for you one day, as if you were always here, and then you just, poof, vanish. And now you're even coming back because we didn't finish our conversation, or so you say. Forgive me if I'm not that interested, because I'm not. Yet I can't really tell you to go away. I find myself annoyed while, unfortunately, unable to decline whatever it is you're here to say or do, Felix said. I'm not a yo-yo.
Finding the same name for the combat knife and the sheath as he had for the pistol, Felix flicked them onto the pile.
Yes, well, that's actually rather reasonable. Sorry, I was hoping I wouldn't need to do anything or intercede before this. Things get complicated when I'm involved, said the benefactor. The longer I'm involved, the worse it gets. It's like an escalating scale of tsunami-level bullshit. Exponential.
Yeah, well, seems like my world is rapidly falling apart. Maybe it's time you stepped in anyways, Felix grumbled. Maybe fix it and put it back together rather than letting itself get torn apart.
I already have, actually. Several times, but you'd never know that because I fixed it. Though due to their bickering, I've bound all the gods, and I had to do so here on this plane. They're not allowed to leave, either back to Legion Prime, as you've called it, or Vince's world. I've also limited their influence further because I found a few who had violated my laws. It doesn't change the fact that the populace here are killing each other for their deities, but there it is. They'll turn around eventually, since they'll be the ones who have to deal with the mess.
Are Desh and Abera all right?
Felix asked, changing the subject.
We haven't heard from them since the battle. They vanished.
They're actually quite fine. They were abiding by the laws I gave them to the fullest intent I expected, so they've been rewarded. They'll not be coming back here, though. They've been moved to another plane that could use their help as deities who wish to care for their people.
At least they're okay. They were and weren't Legion at the same time.
Now, we were talking about the planes, and I suppose me, to a degree, said his benefactor. Would you care to hear more of my story, or are you dead set on not listening?
Felix shrugged, sorting through the items in front of him.
Might as well listen, I suppose. I don't have much else to do, Felix admitted.
Right then. I'll not start at the beginning, since it doesn't matter, but more towards the end.
His benefactor crossed his arms and leaned up against a desk.
I'm a traveler of sorts. In my travels, I found I had the ability to create countless planes and worlds, and so I did. This plane is one of the first. I made around 100 in the early days.
Felix paused in his sorting and checking, actually growing interested.
It wasn't every day one heard the origin of the universe. Except that I made a mistake. I fashioned all the worlds from an original world, one that came before all else, including all that was wrong with it.
Sighing, the overgod ran his fingers through his hair.
The plane started right and true. Good. But I didn't expect an entity to appear. It didn't act immediately. It moved. And it moved slowly. It crept through all that I'd built, spreading out through these core worlds, spreading out and starting to work in the background. This individual was behind the original portal experiments, in fact.
Felix found himself staring at the overgod now.
After that fiesta of a shit-flavored birthday cake, I found that a number of core worlds were corrupted, turned against me, and I couldn't work through anyone in them. They were essentially fortified against me specifically. I could always just wipe out the planes, dismiss these core worlds completely, but that'd kill how many billions of innocents? Untold numbers.
And is that why you need a favor from me? Do I play into this game between you and this entity somehow? Giving himself a visible shake, Felix's benefactor, now confirmed as the overgod and creator of all, gave Felix a bemused smile.
Enough of story time. My apologies, I didn't mean to ramble on like that. I think that's all the time I want to spend here right now as well.
Before you go, then, is there anything you can share about my current predicament?
Felix asked.
Like if it's worth my while to dig through any of this?
Smiling, the overgod, Felix's benefactor, flipped the dirty coin at him.
Nothing I can formally tell you, though I will say this. I definitely think all the steps you've taken are the right ones so far. Up to this point.
Felix caught the coin in one hand and looked down at it.
Oh, and you should have your power back in about 10 days. It'll be available for 6, give or take a few hours, said the overgod.
The coin he just caught was a key ring. It wasn't a coin at all. It just had so much dirt in it that the interior of the circle was filled with filth. Destroyed was the best way to describe it. Rusted and rotting. It looked like it had been dug out of a mud pit.
Very helpful. Now if only you could—
Felix stopped talking when he looked up and found the overgod was gone.
Whatever.
Frowning, Felix focused on the keyring and activated his purchase request.
Richard Monroe,
Felix said as the window popped up. Dropping the keyring onto the pile, Felix turned back to the weapons tarp.
Dear, please confirm that last name.
Asked an Elec sister over the A-net.
Richard Monroe, Felix said.
Got a hit on that. Almost immediately. It's not a shell company, ghost, or false name. It's an actual person,
said the voice Felix was starting to think belonged to an Adriana. She always sounded much less flighty than her sister.
So? Who is it? Felix asked.
He's the committee leader for the banking committee, and CEO of the Hero International Bank.
Sighing, Felix looked down to his feet.
He gave me a lead after all. He just didn't want to say anything.
Tell Lily, Kit, and Felicity about it.
Sounds like this rabbit hole just got a lot deeper than I expected, Felix said somberly.
He'd expected people to be involved. Maybe some branch managers, a few middle to low-end upper management. Not an actual CEO of a massive business. An international bank, no less. Then Felix paused, his thought process turning in a different direction.
We were just talking about the fact that we were moving off government-backed currencies, that we were transitioning to gold. Even if the banks had the same thought, they wouldn't be able to do anything about it. They're more invested in currencies than we are, I bet. They'd protect it. Like attacking a corporation that was poised to corner gold through pawn shops, buy up material,
and transfer a lot of money into precious metals.
Felix scratched at his chin, not quite sure what to do. He could easily see how he'd set himself up as a target for this, possibly pushing them straight into his enemy's pocket. If he were in their position, he'd probably be forced to do the same, though now he had to wonder how far it had gone. If the government of Wall knew about this, where would they fall? If the currency of Wall weakened, it definitely wouldn't help. But considering Legion deferred so much of their debt and upheld large portions of security, he couldn't imagine which way the Prime Minister would go.
"Are we going to rob a bank?"
came Andrea's voice through his communicator.
"It's been a while since I've done it, but it was a lot of fun. Myriad usually ran those, but I have all her memories for them and the planning. Can I be the first person in?"
asked what sounded like an Adriana.
"Point is always fun because it gives the biggest rush." "Yeah, but that one almost always gets shot," said another.
"Rob the bank?"
Felix grinned at the idea.
"Rob the bank?
Get those contractors we've been working with for cybersecurity and make them a deal they can't refuse to join the Legion," Felix said. "Get as many as you can."
Looking at the display, Felix watched as the drone continued to fly over the expo center.
"It's big," he said, shaking his head. "There's a lot of ways in and out, too."
"Yes, it will not be a pleasant duty," Iowana said, watching the screen from over his shoulder. "Though I believe in our people."
"Uh-huh," Felix sighed and handed the display over to Iowana. "Honestly, I'm not sure on this one. It's obvious something is going to happen, either externally or internally, but I'm terrified that if we're not here to stop it, it'll succeed."
"A common worry, you've often said,"
the big warrior woman reminded him. Glancing up at her, Felix couldn't help but compare her now to how he remembered her. She'd softened considerably. Her brown hair was pulled back behind her head in a long ponytail. The hard-set quality to her features was gone, replaced by a woman heading into her 30s and settling into a comfortable lifestyle. Catching his look, Iowana gave him a smile.
"What?" she asked.
"Nothing really. Just realizing how good Felicia has been for you."
"You look good, Iowana."
"Happy," Felix said, grinning back at her.
"That makes me happy."
Iowana blushed deeply, then shrugged with a smile.
"My wife is indeed the best thing that has happened to me, second only to joining Legion. Now stop with the frippery and give me a direction."
Sighing, Felix looked to the ceiling of the armored personnel carrier they were sitting in. "You take care of the external security just as we originally discussed. I defer to you in all things. Assume we could be under attack in any way, shape, or form. I'll give you 200 of the dryads as well. The other 100 will go to Miu and Vicky for internal usage," Felix said.
"We need more of them," Iowana said.
"You tell me where to get more and I'll hire them personally through whatever means necessary. Until then, that's what we can do." "Need anything else?" Felix asked.
"No. I'll run it all through Felicity and have her check and approve it," Iowana said, setting the display to one side.
"Felicity? Even you, Iowana?"
"I'm going to walk the perimeter and start my plans, unless there's something else you need from me," Iowana asked.
"No. I'll head inside to catch up with the others and start planning that out with them."
"Good. Tell Felicity Felicia said hi for me. She wants to know if you two are willing to come over for dinner this weekend,"
Iowana said, moving to the rear hatch.
I'll ask her," Felix said, feeling very confused.
"Great. See you then." Iowana popped open the door and stomped out, her lieutenants falling in around her as she went. Miu's head slid into view at the rear hatch. Her eyes locked on him, unwavering in their intensity.
"Can I come in?"
she asked.
"No, I'm coming out."
"I should come in,"
she said, starting to mount the rear step.
"No, Miu. The last time you were in a small space with me, it didn't end well, remember?"
"Nightly,"
came the breathy response. Grumbling, Felix moved to the rear hatch and got out.
"Keep it running. No idea how long we'll be."
"Affirmative,"
called the driver in response to his request. Hitting the ground, Felix turned toward the expo and started heading toward the doors.
"Felicity is waiting inside. She's already gone over the building several times with me and Victoria,"
Miu said.
"We need you to check the work, offer your opinions, and give us the go-ahead."
and Adriana, Andrea, several dryads, and a magician all fell in around him as his personal bodyguard.
Got it. What do you think of her, by the way?
Felicity? I like her. She understands everything immediately and knows what I want. She was honest with me and didn't shy away from what I told her,
Mew said.
I would still pull her head off if you asked me to, but I would regret it.
How's she fitting in with everyone else? Felix asked.
They were only 20 seconds away from the door now. Mew's acceptance of her was strange, but he'd been warned she'd been turned.
Very well. Everyone likes her. It's as if she's always been here,
Mew said.
And that's what worries me. Is she just that charming, lovely, and personable, or is she something much worse?
The door opened as he approached it. Felicity was standing there, a dryad, Andrea, and Adriana standing just behind her. Victoria was only a few feet away on the other side of the doorway.
They're deferring to her, aren't they?
Welcome, welcome,
Felicity said, smiling at him.
Come, I had lunch arranged for everyone as we walk around. Simple portable things we can carry in a single hand.
Walking deeper in, Felix looked around. They were standing in a large, open entryway.
So be honest with me. Do you really need me to look around? Felix asked.
I can reasonably assure you I've taken care of everything you would have been concerned with, though I would please ask you to review a presentation I've prepared for you,
Felicity said.
I've also made sure your inner circle has seen it and approved of the plan.
Felix turned to look to Victoria and waited. She wouldn't lie to him. She would tell him the truth.
It's as clean a plan as we can make it, Victoria said, giving him a lopsided smile. Everything was worked out with all departments included, as well as providing the exterior team with what we can do to help them. Iowana is probably getting the same information right now that we're giving you.
It's exciting,
Andrea said, bouncing up to him. She was eating what looked like a pancake folded over itself.
I made pancakes. Felicity said it was delicious. She said I was beautiful and a great cook.
Andrea grinned at Felix with a mouthful of pancake, her tail swishing back and forth wildly behind her. Adriana was nodding in agreement with Andrea's words.
Then we'll move on to something else. Did you all review my request? Felix asked.
He turned to the glass doors that led back outside and walked up to them.
The bank heist?
Victoria asked.
Yes, the bank. Unless Andrea has something to add about our dear friend Dick Monroe.
No,
Andrea said around her pancake.
It's looking like the entire board is in it with him as well.
Then yes, the bank,
Felix said. Lifting a hand, he pointed at a large, single-story building across the way.
That one, to be specific.
Huh? That one?
Adriana said, stepping up next to him and looking out the glass.
Yes. It's listed as only a branch, but Lily and Kit were able to dig some things up, Felix said. Apparently it has a much larger underground footprint than you would think, and many more people on payroll than a simple branch office should. The reports they put together are available in my personal share drive.
Looking over his shoulder, he saw Victoria, Mew, and Felicity all reading something on her pad. Felix figured they were looking for the report. Looking back to the bank, he set his hands together behind his back and waited.
I love you,
Andrea said suddenly, pushing up close to him. She leaned up and kissed him, giving him a bright smile.
Andrea and Adriana Prime in the seconds are moving to Legion Prime right now. The house plans look great. I especially like the nursery. Thank you. I'm very happy. I'm going to reward you so much.
Right. Need to thank Felicity for her work.
Adriana stepped up on the other side of Felix and pressed her forehead to Felix's shoulder.
Love you. Thank you. Reward you too.
The Elex twins then stepped away at the same time, as if they'd never been there.
Must mean they heard the others coming to a consensus for them to break off like that.
I think we're ready for you to continue,
Felicity said, confirming his thought.
It's very simple. I want to clean out their vault as well as their electronic bank accounts. At the same time, I want to wipe out their records on debts and negative balances, Felix said. So we'll have several moving parts to this. The first part has already happened. A number of cybersecurity contractors were made full-time legionnaires. They put together a program that was likely to tempt someone to open it. A fun little bit of malware. Malware that does nothing other than record data.
If all it does is log it, how do we retrieve it?
Miu asked. One of the contractors Kit secured is responsible for that bit. They're apparently powered with a unique power. They can chip a piece of themselves off and put it into the code, making the code part of them. There's some risk, of course, and if that code is lost, it'd hurt them significantly, but that's the way this one goes, Felix said.
Oh, exciting,
Andrea enthused.
What's next, then? How do we get this code and data back?
Funny you ask. That'll be a job for our lovely elf over there, Felix pointed at Felicity. She didn't have an identity here in Wall up until yesterday. Now you have one. All the appropriate papers and certificates. Felix looked back out the glass to the bank. We've already prepped everything for you detail-wise. Kept it fairly simple, Felix said. You were born in what was once Tylan, in the local Elven enclave. They were small and close-knit, so records, including birth certificates, seemed to be hard to find. We know that because Tylan is little more than a ruin, and we personally secured all the records available ourselves.
Did any elves from the enclave survive? That'd be a loose thread, Felicity said.
Not sure. If they did, I'd be happy to welcome them into Legion. Regardless of that, though, I figure it's about time for you to open a bank account. What better bank than that one?
The soft click of heels preceded what he assumed was Felicity drawing near.
While I appreciate your faith in me, I'm not sure I've been able to completely jump the culture divide. It's easier with those in Legion, but...
Felicity stopped talking, letting the statement hang there.
Rewards are always best, and rewards that better their own goals are ideal.
Complete the task without a problem, and I'll take you to dinner. I have an open invitation with Iowana and Felicia for this weekend, Felix said. I'll even let you pick the location, but you'll have to work it out with those two if you manage it.
I accept the terms for the time being, but I reserve the right to renegotiate depending on how difficult the task becomes,
Felicity said. Felix shrugged.
Fine. Though I'll ask for arbitration and let Kit decide if we can't find a middle ground. She's fairly impartial, since she can read minds. After we get the code back out and all the data that comes with it, we'll plan our cyber attack to clean out some of their ledgers.
Why just the debts and negative balances?
Andrea asked. Because then they'll not know how much money is owed to them. It'll strangle out their balance sheets,
Felicity said.
Yep. And at the same time that's going on, we'll attack the vault itself and clean everything out. They'll be insured against such a thing, so it won't hurt anyone who has their money there, Felix said. And when it's all said and done, we'll have brought them to their knees. Because in the end, from what we can tell, they're the ones running all the money that was supporting that little party we had.
Good. That means we can end this and move on, Victoria said.
I'm afraid that only solves one part of it. We'll have eliminated the funding, but that still leaves the people who are illustrating the attacks, and those that are simply supporting it in government, Felix said. We're apparently fighting a triumvirate of sorts. Or that's my expectation, at least. I suppose it could be two or four, but I think three is accurate.
Chapter 9. Usual Suspects. Miu pushed open the large door and strode inside. Before Felix had crossed the threshold, lights began to turn on, several bulbs flickering ominously before stabilizing. It was a massive, empty room. It looked as if it would span at least three stories in height, and it took up enough space from wall to wall to be a football field.
What is this place?
Felicity asked.
Empty training hall? It'll probably see use in 6 months when we hire enough new classes to fill it. Until then, Felix said, looking around and seeing more than enough space to work with. It's a bank waiting to be built.
I don't understand, Felicity said.
Andrea squealed and skipped ahead of the group at a dead sprint. Her feet pounded against the hardwood floor until she started doing cartwheels. Those rapidly turned into backflips as she went rapidly tumbling away from the group.
He wants to build a mock-up of the bank here, Kit said, watching Andrea as she moved. Where on earth does she get the energy?
Adriana was subtly gyrating in place, watching her sister as if she wanted to go chasing off after her.
Open spaces and fields, they're hard to resist, she said.
A mock-up,
Felicity said, bringing the subject back in line.
In other words, you want to practice the bank robbery here?
Yep, and it'll make it much easier to do because...
Felix paused and looked at a series of massive screens that were spread out along every wall.
We can just throw your recording up there.
Looking down at the portable computer in his hand, Felix tapped the icon to connect to the wireless network. A few seconds later, he had pulled up the recording Felicity had made during her trip through the bank.
And there we are, Felix said, pointing up at the screen. I say we start with the exterior of the bank. Tell me when to stop.
All right, Kit said.
All eyes turned to the closest monitor, as what had been a play button became the view of walking up the front steps to the bank.
Oh, I see, Felicity said. I must admit, I'm growing so used to having such wonderful technology at my fingertips, I'm not sure I could go back home for any period of time.
Just to make sure everyone is on the same page, Kit said, this is Felicity going to the bank yesterday to open her account.
A fixer, minder, sorcerer, and several dryads nodded their heads. Miu sidled in closer to Felix's side, her hand coming up to grab his jacket pocket and hold onto it.
As long as she doesn't do more.
Felicity's head rotated one way and then the other, the camera, hidden in her glasses, taking a good panorama of the front. Kit waved a hand at the area to their right without turning away from the monitor. A replica of the bank front came to life from thin air. A young man held the door open for Felicity and she went inside. Immediately, she began scanning the room. Felix paused the video at this point.
All right, let's head up the stairs and start matching it.
The dryad's fixer and minder all remained where they were. They were there to protect Felix, not take part in the robbery. Moving up the illusory steps, Felix opened the door.
After you, Miss Kit.
Shaking her head with a smile, Kit looked in the open doorway and pointed a finger.
Done with the floor,
she said, taking the display from Felix and then walking through the doorway.
She's been practicing her illusions, it seems.
Miu, Felicity, Adriana, and a panting Andrea stopped in front of him.
Sorry, dear,
Andrea said breathily, fanning a hand in front of a red face.
Don't be. It's who you are.
Who I love, Felix said, pressing a hand to her lower back.
Now get in there.
Andrea spun lightly off his hand and kissed him roughly, then darted through the door, laughing.
She's so lighthearted lately.
It's the pregnancy,
Miu said, as Felix followed behind her.
She's been wanting children this entire time.
That makes sense.
Further into the building, Kit was moving the video back and forth, scrubbing for information on the placement of things.
Thanks, Miu, Felix said, then offered her his arm.
Come on, then. Kit looks like she'll be done sooner than we think. Miu raised her eyebrows, but then latched onto his arm and pressed herself to his side. Felix himself was feeling rather buoyed as of late. The dryads Vince had sent over had done wonders for Legion already. So much had changed instantly on that one day.
I think that's everything,
Kit said, looking to Felix. Her eyes flicked to Miu, and then back to him.
Do you want me to overlay the perspective of the cameras?
That'd be amazing and wonderful, Kit, Felix said. After that, we'll move on.
Kit slashed a finger at the cameras, and translucent green cones projected from each one, covering the entire area.
Not unsurprising, given that the branch is far more than it appears.
Kit didn't ask for permission. She simply started up the playback. Felicity was already seated in front of a middle-aged man's desk. He was the employee they'd set up the appointment with, the one whose computer had all the data they'd been hoping to collect. Kit was moving through the conversation at 2 times the speed. Felicity turned her head around whenever it seemed like she had the chance to do so, but she didn't spot anything new Kit hadn't already laid out. Felix chuckled to himself when the man behind the desk clearly looked at Felicity's cleavage.
He does look often, doesn't he?
Miu said.
Hmph!
Andrea crossed her arms in front of her chest.
This is why we can't wear nice things outside of Legion. The Legionnaires know better.
No, they just know who you're sleeping with,
Miu said. Adriana and Andrea shrugged their shoulders at the same time.
Same thing,
they said in unison.
I wasn't wearing anything scandalous,
Felicity said defensively.
It's almost the same thing as today, just a different color.
Felix glanced over to Felicity. She was once again dressed in clothing nearly identical to what Lily wore on a regular basis. It certainly did show some cleavage, but nothing she'd be hauled off to HR over.
Don't blame him too much, Felix said.
You're rather pretty, after all.
The video jumped ahead rapidly as Kit flicked her finger across the bar.
I think that's everything, she said. Let's start constructing the rest from our blueprints and the stolen camera data.
Well, go to the end just to make sure, Felix said. She's getting testy. And has been. Didn't she say she felt nothing about me? We had that painful and ugly talk. I should know since I initiated it. It was years ago now. She said she was happy with how things were.
Frowning, Felix wasn't sure what to make of the way Kit was acting, but it felt linked to Felicity. Looking back up to the screen, Felix watched as Felicity finished up her account creation and headed back to Legion at what felt like 4 times the normal speed. Slowing down the speed when Felicity entered the bathroom on Felix's personal floor, Kit seemed concerned about proceeding. Not that he could blame her. A camera in the restroom wasn't a great idea. Looking into the mirror, Felicity quickly gave herself a once-over. She'd clearly forgotten about the glasses. With a quick adjustment of her blouse, she hesitated. Then she pulled it down just a bit, showing more of herself off. And then she quickly ran her fingers through her hair and adjusted her skirt. Felix wasn't quite sure what to make of the primping. Neither could anyone else, it seemed. Felicity left the bathroom and then marched straight for Felix's study. Opening the door, she entered, and then she closed the door behind her. Felix saw himself messing with a filing cabinet, putting papers into a hanging folder inside, it looked like.
Welcome back. How'd it go? He asked Felicity on the video.
Well, very well, Felicity replied.
Then the glasses tilted down a bit, the view centering on Felix's ass.
Mission accomplished.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
In the second it took to register what they all saw Felicity looking at, Kit killed the feed.
All right, let's move on to the data you brought back.
Glancing to Felicity, he couldn't see her face, but he could see her neck and ears. They were bright red.
From the data brought back, we're looking at a team of about 10 supers, Kit said. Most of them are in the sub-level, though 2 are at the elevator that goes down. What powers do they have?
Miu asked.
The 2 at the elevator are on the super strength and a stamina variety, meant to hold people back and stand their ground, Kit said. The 8 down below are much more varied. 1 is a magician, 2 are hypersensitives, 2 telepaths, and what sounds like a flamer. The last one, we're not sure. There's nothing listed.
The entire time Kit spoke, she was adding more and more to her massive construct. They were just now at the point that the elevator was being put in, along with 2 stand-in dummies with what looked like security badge photos for faces. Kit lifted a hand with a grunt, and Felix felt everything underneath him shift. Then the elevator dinged and opened up.
I moved the ground floor up, so we can now descend, Kit said, moving into the elevator.
Andrea and Adriana flanked Felix. Miu disentangled her arm and then gave Felix a shove into the elevator. Before he could turn around and complain, Felicity stumbled into him, suffering the same abuse from Miu's hand. Felicity grimaced and took a step back from Felix, then turned around to the door. Miu's never been subtle. She wants Felicity close to me. The small psycho stepped into the elevator and pushed Felicity up into Felix's chest, then hit the elevator shut button. Awkwardly, with Andrea and Adriana to either side, he couldn't do much other than stand there practically breathing in Felicity's hair. Which did smell nice, honestly, if he thought about it.
I'm fairly certain there's enough room, Miu, Kit said, her tone sharp.
Miu turned her head and gazed beyond Felix to what he supposed was Kit. Unblinkingly, without saying a word, she just stared.
Fine, fine, Kit said, as if Miu had said something. Okay, I'm starting to get annoyed. Everyone has left my love life alone up till now. I need to have a talk with Lily and just end this.
The illusion elevator moved, and then the doors opened rather quickly. Everyone piled out and found themselves in a very blank, cement-covered room.
Sorry, the elevator actually goes much further down, but we don't have the time or space for it. Now, where were we?
Kit said, looking around. Suddenly, things started to pop into focus. Defensive hardpoints, cameras, and a choke point. Everyone began wandering over to look at it.
Sorry, Felicity said, hovering near Felix rather than following the others. She means well, but she's forcing it.
I know. In her head it was probably justified, Felix said with a shrug. He wasn't mad at her, as she wasn't the one who had done it. Just who she is.
Kit and the others started moving down a hallway.
We'll have to cut all the access points previous to this, Kit said, pointing down the hall. Nothing beyond that point shows up on cameras, so I only have blueprints to go off.
Felix looked away from Felicity and nodded his head toward Kit.
Already in place. We're gonna kick this off the first day of the summit. Their garbage won't have been picked up for 2 weeks at that point. I should have my powers back, and they're expecting to have someone come out to work on their power and internet, Felix said.
Oh?
Kit asked, tilting her head to one side with a smile.
That's convenient.
Yeah. I had some of our engineers give them spotty internet and power for a while. There's one particular accounts manager who is apparently losing his mind at his non-existent download speed, Felix said with a grin. I never thought I'd enjoy being part of a telecom, but when you own the contract, the services, the lines for the power, well, accidents happen.
What about the supers and the unpowered citizens? There's a number of folks we'll have to get through, Kit said.
Miu nodded slightly, turning to look away from the machine gun to Felix.
And why does it matter if your powers are back?
Miu asked suspiciously.
You're not going.
Actually, I am. I plan on going with you, Felix said.
Immediately, the room turned hostile towards him. Even Andrea and Adriana looked angry.
Wait, hear me out. My powers will be back. I'm going to take several of the Warden shields with me. They haven't seen any use here since the Faith magic just cut right through them, Felix said. And before you say what's the point in the shields then, I'm going to have the Dryads bless them.
Miu's dark glare eased several degrees, but she still didn't look pleased.
I'm also going to go in full body armor. The only bit that won't be armored is the mask, though I'm going to make sure to modify it before we head out. I want to be there just in case we have a sudden need.
That, and he was tired of playing backfield, doing nothing, watching things fall apart around him. He wanted to get in there.
Who's going with you? Kit asked.
She shifted her weight from one foot to the other, looking rather annoyed.
Miu, Felicity, a fixer, a minder, several dryads, and neutralizer. I gave him that phasing power about a year ago, you remember. He can cut through anything and get anywhere if he needs to, Felix said. It covers all my needs and keeps our count low.
Everyone around him seemed to slowly ease up on their distaste for the situation.
I want to go,
Andrea said, stomping a foot. Her ears were flattened on the top of her head as she pouted.
I like robbing banks.
I wish you could, but your ears and tail make you very identifiable. You're not Myriad anymore. You just can't run around and do what you want. Felix said. Which goes for you as well, Adriana?
Adriana's ears were flattened as well, but she didn't look as upset. Besides, you'll need to run the A-net and everything else. That's where I expect your primes to be.
Because at the same time all this is going down, the summit will be kicking off, Felix said.
You mentioned that. I take it I'll be there in your place? Kit asked.
Yes, please. Sorry. You're the only person I can trust to be my body double, since you know how I think.
Kit sighed and nodded.
I can't say I much like the idea, but it does seem like you've worked the plan out for the most part.
I had a bit of help from a few people. Lily was actually a big contributor to this, Felix admitted. Her and Iowana.
Yet neither are going with you. Why?
Miu asked.
Too visible if they're gone. Same with Vicky, Felix answered.
But not me,
Miu said.
No, not you. You're rarely seen anyways. In fact, if you look at a lot of those websites that try to pin us down with info, there's only one photo of you. Hundreds of Vicky, Lily, Kit, Iwana, thousands of Andrea, Felix said with a shrug.
All right, that all makes sense. But you said there was more to this, Kit said. What else is there?
Felix chuckled.
I may have put a challenge to Felicia.
You didn't, Kit said. A small one,
Felix said, grinning.
Iowana won't be happy. Felicia is overworked as it is,
Miu said.
It really is a small one, and one she seemed quite eager to do. It's an implosion explosive device built around a small bit of magic to power it that will summon a portal for about 2 seconds.